This is program number LW2733. Hi, this is Larry West. A lady named Marjorie White says, the other night, a good salesman knocked on my door. I knew he was a good salesman because even though I took him to be about 9 years old, he didn't start off his effort to sell me a subscription to a county newspaper by telling me he'd get a free trip to Disney World if I and four other people would buy the thing. Instead, he told me what a fine paper he had, what award it had recently won, and why I needed it to keep informed on important local events that the big city papers don't cover. I told this persuasive youngster that I already read three daily newspapers, and that takes all the time I want to devote to newspaper reading. He pointed out that his paper has the advantage, though, of coming only twice a week. Good point, I thought, as my sales resistance began crumbling. He followed through with a lob about how inexpensive the subscription would be anyhow, and then he restated what I'd be missing without it. Thinking about the stack of reading material waiting for me already on the kitchen table that very moment, I stood firm and said, no, I just don't have time for any more newspapers. But my young salesman apparently understood already the pressures of time in life. He nodded knowingly, thought a few seconds, and then his face lit up with a new suggestion. Why don't you subscribe for a charity? Let them take the paper, and then you take it as a tax deduction. Well, that did it. It wasn't just the magic words, tax deduction. It was the surprise and delight at watching a bright child hatch an idea. I invited him in, and the two of us decided that an organization in our neighborhood that helps the elderly would probably like to have the paper. We'd both been there and agreed that the organization does a good job. I asked this good salesman, remember now, he's only about 9 years old, I asked this good salesman what he would get out of the subscription I was taking. Well, he said, if I sell enough, I'll get a trip to Disney World. Aha! Now we finally get to the heart and core of the matter, right? There is a motivation. Motivation. There is the key. You know, it's true. I think in all of our lives, we all have strings that pull our lives in a certain direction. I guess you could say that we all have a little puppetry in us. Yet we're the ones who choose the puppeteer. We're the ones who decide who's going to pull our strings. It is said that many years ago, while doctors were probing the shattered ribs of a loyal French soldier looking for a bullet, the soldier looked up and said to his doctors, "If you'll dig a little deeper, you'll find the Emperor." If you could dig a little deeper into the heart of that kid selling the newspaper subscriptions, I guess you could find Disney World. There's something buried deep within all of us that motivates us to do what we do. The alcoholic eventually sells his clothes, his house, his car, his blood, often his own family and profession, because at the heart and core of his life is another drink. Dig a little deeper in a lot of people's lives, and you'll find things like money, social prestige, political ambition, laziness, popularity, and that's just to name a few. I mean, cut them open. Dig a little deeper and you'll find the reason why they do what they do. A lot of times, it's too rotten to look at. Other times, while it's not ugly, it's just vain, useless. I'm convinced there's something a whole lot better than Disney World or ambition or a host of other things. There's only one thing that's lasting, that's bigger than ourselves, that's more noble than anything else we can conjure up. There's only one thing that's priceless that we should put at the heart and core of our lives. His name is Jesus. He's the emperor worth sacrificing everything else for. And if you'll let him pull your strings, he'll pull them all the way to heaven. I'm Larry West with World Radio, and I care. Speaking for Churches of Christ, we care. The Bible says, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. If one were to dig a little deeper in your life, what would he find? Whatever is there, will it be worth anything 100 years from now? Will it? I've written a pamphlet called What Controls Your Life? What Controls Your Life? It's yours free. Write me for it and care of this address. Church of Christ, West Monroe, Louisiana, 71291.